referees tonight, Jean Hébert and Garrett Rank, Keel Murchison and Brandon Garlowitz will work the lines, and we are underway. And right on, Ottinger is tested on a quick one with Ross Colton on the doorstep. Out ahead, there's Jonathan Drouin, got it across. McKinnon is lurking, back door, couldn't find him. McCarr will jump on the loose puck by the blue line. Makes a move around Ben. Here's Cale McCarr. That got through. Out into the blocker save. And the Stars take a couple bumps. Able to get out of there. Sam Steele. Turned over. There's Craig Smith on goal. And Alexander Georgiev makes a stop. Skimmed off the sideboards. There's Logan Stankoven. Johnson finishes him off. Here's Suter through traffic. Ben's banging away at it. And Georgiev's got it, no rebound.
The stronger he gets to the crease, and that's where he becomes a real challenge. He's inside of Walker. Look at Walker, ties up his stick while keeping his feet moving. The key there is as he moves his feet, this being Walker, he's not going to get a penalty. But
headman pass for Zach Parise. Back behind the net, Harley follows him. Goes back for Girard through the traffic, and Ottinger sees it the whole way. The high-flying, explosive Colorado Avalanche have been stymied by these Dallas Stars to this point. Face-off win. McCarr and Taves swinging around. That gets through. Off that tie-up. Puck possession to Colorado. They'll shoot it in. Rolls back for Manson. He'll let it go. Up high. And Ottinger able to make that first stop.
A big year assist-wise. They signed Matt Duchene as a free agent. And it's one after the other. With the Avs, a lot of their offense starts and ends with those three players.
Right in front. Shot.
First goal of the playoffs. Pavelski is going to get to the front of the net. There's no way this puck should be turned over. But as Colorado's back in numbers, Pavelski just comes to the front of the net.
Crowd still on their feet. Centers. And Rantanen got it away. And they clear with Middlestep. Gives it for Rantanen. Lets the shot go. Ottinger the save. Man, everything looks like an easy save for Jake Ottinger right now. That's more than any team. Any other team in the Stanley Cup playoffs. That shot to traffic. Georgiev the first save, and there is no second to be made.
Georgiev beats him on the glove side from Panev. He just misses the net.
Here's McCarr, a little shimmy shake. McCarr's in, backhander, just missed the net.
Oh, he had Ottinger out. What a terrific play by McCarr.
Wait, here's Duchene, 2-1-0, and that shot is missed as well. Ben in a high slot. Pavelski, the master of tipping pucks. He's got it now. Gets it across. Ben rips it. Trying to go five-hole. Georgiev closes it up.
He just has no ego about his game. He knows what he's supposed to do. He knows how to do it. He's done it for a long time. And they didn't give up a first-round pick. They got one of the best defenders in the game.
Good shot. Clinton tried to scrape the ceiling. Shots on goal are all even at 8. That feels like a victory for Colorado. They find themselves trailing. Here's Lekkinen's shot. Maybe a stick save by Ottinger's got a piece here. 10 seconds left in the period. McCarr for McKinnon. One touch to Lekkinen. Couldn't get the shot away. Good stick by Tanev. Got it through Lekkinen. Rockets one and he scores with zeros on the clock. Let's see if that's going to count.
Now remember, the horn isn't the official note of the end of the period. Whether the puck is in the net,
that's going to count. Yep.
The Lekkinen one-timer cleanly beats Jake Ottinger. The McCarr pass, the Lekkinen shot. Come on. McKinnon didn't have a shot?
I think just one.
Yeah, he missed the net.
Cale McCarr had a shot.
Yeah, yeah, he picked up an assist. Him and McCarr had good first periods. And
Drouin for Colorado. Here's McKinnon, had a step. Gets it through Lekkinen. The forehand is stopped by Ottinger. Drinking from the fountain of youth. Jamie Benn's getting better in older age. It's amazing. Breaking in now. Quick shot. A save. What a stop there by Jake Ottinger. There are sticks everywhere. We're looking at a lumber yard down there. Here's Sagan. Trying to make the move. Backhand. Stopped by Georgiev.
Esmeralda. And he can play the game.
Everybody wanted him at the deadline. Jim Neal found a way to get him. What else is good? Headman pass. Here's Robertson breaking in. Across to Haskinen. He scores. 2-1 Dallas.
But this is a misplay badly read by Arturi Lehkonen at the blue line. There's supposed to be three across the line to prevent the long pass and entry into the zone. Haskinen started this play as he put it back into the zone, and then he got on his horse.
And the NHL leader in the Stanley Cup playoffs in goals and power play goals, too. Here's Makar. That shot deflected over the net. Rantanen. And Drouin. Here's Makar. Rush it through, and he scores! Kale Makar on the power play! And the Avalanche have tied it at two.
The Avs keep control, they get pucks there, and they get people there. Rantanen will fish the loose puck, and through this traffic, you can see Ottinger's just trying to find it. He's got nothing but bodies in front of him. Makar, who has got a real talent for finding the open space for that shot. This is perfect. Ottinger's going to his right, the shot goes to his left over the shoulder. Colorado 20 minutes away from elimination or pushing this series along.
The Avalanche have never won a series in which they have trailed 3-1 in the best of seven. Here's Harley, got it away. 3-on-2. That shot stopped. Rebound is stopped as well. And that just adds to it. Here's Parise. They had a shot. Gives it up. That shot joins the shot of the net. They score. Casey Mittelstadt. Jake Ottinger, and for the first time all series, the Colorado Avalanche have a lead. It's 3-2 Avs.
For Mittelstadt to take the next game or next step offensively, they feel there's more there. This is a Dallas turnover that Parise keeps alive. He's going to bump this rebound across the front of the net, and Mittelstadt from below the goal line off the left pad of Jake Ottinger, you see.
Taves shanked the shot. Sagan's deep in his own end. Marchand trying to knock it out. Good knock. Great move. Makar lets it go. He scores! Kale Makar floats one through Ottinger. And just like that, it's 4-2 Colorado.
On the third goal, watch this. Sagan has the puck, and he shovels it up the boards towards Duchesne. There's nowhere for Duchesne to go with the puck. When it stays in at the blue line, Makar shot tricks Ottinger. Makar's got a pair. Pressure to make a play, and you make the wrong play, and it ends up burning.
Ben peeled off that check. He always finishes, didn't there?
Recalled. This is a mistake that just can't happen. Devon Taves tries to bounce this off the board to Makinnon.
Ottinger for you. Here's Lehkonen breaking in. Lindell, great job. Leaves. Makinnon lets it go. He scores! Nathan Makinnon lights the lamp with 3:10 to go. And the Avs reclaim their two-goal lead. And there is life for Colorado.
Dance into the middle of the ice. And when he starts moving the puck like this, side to side with his hands, he changes the angle. Look at him. Couple of swift puck handles, and he beats Ottinger over the pad, under the glove. Three goals in the third period for the Avs. Makar, Mittelstadt, and Makinnon.
Finds Haskinen. Robertson, they rotate around. And the back door. Jaskin had the chance, and Georgiev shut the door. Here's Foxa. The final 40 seconds. Turned over. Suter got the shot. Georgiev, another save.
It's a great road win for Colorado, and they push this series back home.
Amazing. The final score.